Well, folks, I'm with Randy Schock, and as he just said, let's keep all things Pinot today. We're going to be at the Pinot Noir Festival here in Anderson Valley, and Hanley Cellars is right in the middle of that, and I'm very excited to be here with you, Randy, and I'll be staying at Hanley Cellars here the next couple of nights. You're known for Pinot Noirs, you're known for the Big Reds, and they're all wonderful wines. The last thing I got to was your white wines, and they've become favorites of mine. They're so diverse with food. We're going to talk about two today, Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc. You talk again so I can eat because the food just came to the table.
Oh, how come it always works that way, Doc? If you handle these cellars, is really lucky to work with these varieties. This cool region of Anderson Valley, we're able to make some varieties that just really need this climate. Pinot Gris is at the forefront of the white wines we can make here. It's just wonderfully crisp, lemongrass character to it. We make it in a style that is not in the Italian style of the Pinot Grigio, and it's not quite in that Alsatian style. It's kind of a hybrid, and so we get the best of both worlds. We have a very, very nice dry wine, yet it's fully mouth-filling, mouth-watering, and with a zippy electricity on the finish. It's just really, if we're dealing with rich, buttery-type sauces or oysters off the half-shell raw, this Pinot Gris will really cleanse that palate, really fresh and crispy. And again, back to the electricity, there's a verve in this wine and just this electrical edge that just, I just feel excited that I get to work with this variety. Every year I really enjoy making this fantastic wine. And if that one doesn't work for you, because some people...
Oh, it does. It works, but I love both of them. But I have to say that the more we talk about it, the more we can diverse the food. But that means we're just going to be here longer eating. So I'm down with that.
Such a problem to have. The Pinot Blanc is a unique variety. We don't see a lot of it in California. There are very few makers of it. A lot of people confused it for Chardonnay, and it ended up in Chardonnay blends. It has a neat musk melon character. It's still crisp, but yet the Pinot Blanc has a much fuller body to it. It's a little softer than the Pinot Gris, so people who may find the Pinot Gris just a little bit too edgy, we ask them to try the Pinot Blanc. It mixes so well with foods because it's a more neutral white wine, but that musk melon character comes through strong. Still, again, good acidity, but there's a unctuous character, a mouth-watering, filling character that comes with the Pinot Blanc, maybe akin to relatives in the Pinot family. It's just really full and round, velvety on the palate, and it's a hard wine not to like. So I hope you get a chance to try this rarity that we're lucky enough to make here at Hanley Cellars.
Folks, there are so many wines and so many new releases here at Hanley Cellars that I'm glad I'm staying for a few days, because we have our work cut out for us, and Randy and I are up to the task. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.